Thank you, Madam Chair. At the outset, let me thank the esteemed panelists for their insights into the timely issue of the causes, scale, and impact of hate speech targeting minorities in social media. Racism, xenophobia, and other related forms of intolerance have gained added relevancy and urgency in public discourse. This can be credited for the most part to social media. Internet and communication technologies, including social media networks, have provided platforms to express, associate, participate, and empower members of minority groups, but they can also be used to create a climate of intolerance and hostility. Madam Chair, hate and hateful conduct is adaptable and malleable. While their manifestation differs across time and context, they have a significant probability of catalyzing or amplifying violence by one group against another. Hateful statements may lead to hateful actions. The fight against the hate requires a creative societal response. We need to understand underlying phenomena and the dynamics through which certain types of content emerge, diffuse, and lead or not to actual discrimination, hostility, or violence. We should also examine the links between hate speech online and other social phenomena, ranging from across to access to education to rising inequalities. We need to endeavor that social media will be a basis of peace, human rights, and sustainable development rather than an incubator of fear, hate, and conflict. Thank you, Madam Chair.